You say there are rules that need to be followed? A structure that needs to be respected? Well, this isn't the podcast for you then. This one, it's for the rebels, the difference makers, the trailblazers. This is the world of WDFA, where we do things just a little bit different. We challenge the status quo with ideas that are new, fresh, and unique. You want to hear what we have to say, so turn up the sound. Because, ladies and gentlemen, we don't f*** around. Hello and welcome to the world of WDFA. My name is Raj, and today we're going to talk about what a DTG printer is and how you can leverage them when you're doing t-shirt printing. Now, a direct-to-garment printer, DTG, is a printer that allows you to print directly onto a garment. Exactly what it sounds like. So the process is very simple. You spray a shirt down with a solution, you cure it under heat, and then you print your artwork directly onto the garment. Now, if you're confused about the different types of t-shirt printing services there are, there's sublimation, there's screen printing, direct to garment, direct to film. We've actually gone over these in past podcasts and blogs, and you can find them on our website. But for today's intents and purposes, we're trying to keep it very focused to DTG printing. When to use it? When is the most efficient? Why would you use it? Is it the same as screen printing? So let's just get right into that. When are you going to use direct-to-garment printers? In multiple scenarios. The most likely one is when you have artwork that has lots and lots of color. Photos, maybe paintings that have 8, 9, 10, 12 colors that just wouldn't be easy for a screen printer to take apart and produce on their screens. Two, you would use direct-to-garment printing in low-quantity projects. So if you have only 5 or 10, screen printing is probably not going to be cost-efficient for you with all the setup charges and screen charges. And by the way, I want to go on the record and say every one of those screen printers that charges setup fees and screen fees, they deserve it. They need to charge those. It's a part of doing the business. And if you actually did screen printing, you would understand why they charge those. So this is never a knock when we say we don't have setup fees. It's just the technology we use for our printing that gives us that functionality. So with direct-to-garment printing, if you wanted to, you could technically print one artwork, one t-shirt, and that's it. You don't need to print 20. You don't need to print 100. You can just print one or 100, whatever your project desires are and whatever the project's requirements are. But keep in mind, with DTG printing, you do not need to print more than one. That's one of the best efficiency models that you've ever seen, especially in the custom garment business. It is really cool to be able to take someone's artwork and produce them one and not waste water. If you didn't know, it takes 500 gallons of water to produce one t-shirt. Don't believe us? Go listen to this last podcast we did. But anyway, I digress. When else are you going to use direct-to-garment printing? When you personalize a bunch of shirts. So for example, if you have a marathon and you have 500 people running in this marathon and each one wants to personalize their name on the back, that is where direct-to-garment printing is going to come in really handy. A DTG printer is no different, and I'm not talking about the printing company, I'm talking about the actual equipment now. A DTG printer is no different than an inkjet printer that sits on your desktop. It's just bigger, it's built for clothing, and it does a much better job than that desktop printer would because they also cost a fortune. So direct-to-garment printing will do everything that screen printing can do. The only drawback, well, there's multiple drawbacks. Let's focus on these two. The only two drawbacks to direct-to-garment printing are, number one, there's no economies of scale. Eventually, there comes a point where if you wanted to print 200 units, direct-to-garment is never going to be the way to do it. You would have to take it as screen printing. Unless it was, you know, full color prints, then yes, you would have to do it through DTG. Another place where direct-to-garment kind of struggles is producing that solid color, thick color look that everybody likes these days. Direct-to-garment will print right onto the fabric. So the ink becomes one with the fabric. So there's nothing there to kind of, you know, create that negative space feeling that everybody's so used to. It will all feel smooth. And it will feel right. Now, some people will tell you that direct-to-garment printing is not high quality. That is not true. The printer using the press doesn't know how to use it. We have produced some of the most beautiful prints that you would ever see from a direct-to-garment press, and they last. We're talking months and years. So any bad conception that you have of direct-to-garment is not direct-to-garment, it's the printer itself. If you have any questions about the direct-to-garment world or the t-shirt printing business, please let us know. That's what we're here for. My name is Raj, and this has been the World of WDFA.